Hello and welcome to Graveyard Dirt's minisode, Rave in the Grave.
You got it. That's it. That's us. We're here.
I'm Zoe. I'm a witch.
I'm Andrew. I'm not.
And this is our minisode where we talk about anything and everything. It doesn't have to be witchy.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about things we want to dig and things we want to bury, things we're really going after right now and things we can leave by the wayside.
Yeah. Do you want to start out?
Yeah, because I think you're going to steal mine.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you might. Well, that's why I'm going first. Okay. The thing I'm digging is my puppy dog, Buckley.
Yes.
He was doing weird stuff for a couple days.
Oh, my God. All right, so we have
a... But now he's doing better, and now he's so handsome, and he fought a bug today.
Okay, thank you for that interruption.
You're going to take my stuff.
I was going to elaborate.
Yeah, you can elaborate.
On the fact that we have a Shiba Inu.
Yes, not a lab, a Shiba Inu.
Yes, we have a Shiba Inu, the derp dog, the meme dog, whatever you want to call him.
I call him sesame colored.
Yes, but they are cute, but they are Shibas.
Yep.
I don't know how to explain it anyway other than that. They're definitely like the cats of the dog world.
Mm-hmm.
And then... they're just Shibas.
Yeah.
But yes.
He's back to his old self doing weird stuff.
He likes to do weird things and he likes to get upset. And when he's upset about things, like his tummy hurting, he acts like he's dying.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in like a joking way, like, oh, ho, he's being so dramatic. Like, I panic and I'm like, OMG, my dog is dying. I start giving him his, like, last meal. So I'm like, bud, anything you want. You want my chicken nuggets? Sure, they're yours. But this time he wasn't eating, and that really scared me.
It was because he ate a toy dinosaur.
I was going to say, it's because he ate dinosaurs.
But now he's better. Isn't it weird that, like, toy dinosaurs are made of plastic, which is made from, like, oil, which is made from old dinosaurs?
Yes.
Cool.
I remember when I was in, like, elementary school and I was reading about, like, that whole process and, like, petroleum and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute. So, like, when we put chapstick on, it's just, like, dead things. I thought that was really cool.
You're so
probably
metal.
Probably explain this a lot.
Yeah.
That wasn't English, but... but it probably explains a lot about me.
Yeah, it does.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
My dog.
Yeah, my dog.
My dog.
Our dog. Mm. A dog that lives in the same house that we do. I don't know if we own him.
Yes.
All right, what's your dig and thing?
So my dig and bury are the same thing.
Whoa. Doo-doo-doo. What a rebel. Breaking the mold.
Okay. So it's October, which means that it's spooky movie season.
Yes.
Which I love.
Okay. Yeah.
But also, I married you somehow.
Tricked her.
And you do not like scary movies.
Nope.
Which means that it's a struggle us to like be able to watch them. Because although I love them, they do kind of spook me sometimes, which is part of the fun.
That's not fun at all.
That I don't want to like watch it by myself, but like also you won't watch it with me, so nope. Then I have to watch them by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tried to watch, what was it the other day?
Goosebumps.
No, we're watching that now, and it's not that spooky, but when I look over
not
at
anymore.
You, sometimes you're hiding.
Yeah, there are some really spooky parts in it.
Can we tell the story about falling asleep under the table, please?
If you'd like to.
Can you tell it? I don't actually.
You weren't there. I was like 7. Maybe I was 9. I could have been 18. Who knows? But we were watching like the old Goosebumps movies.
Mm-hmm.
We were having, like, my parents having a party or something like that, and all the neighbors were over. And they're like, here, Halloween, kids, watch this movie. You like reading the Goosebumps books? I'm like, yeah, I do. They're like, here, watch this movie. And I watched it, and it was terrifying. It was about a werewolf, and the kids were hiding in, like, a shed, and the werewolf was, like, digging through the shed roof. And I was like, I'm out. Just lay down under the table, went to sleep. That was it. Woke up, everyone was gone.
Did that scare you? Did the werewolf get them?
I don't know. I went to sleep. I hope not.
I love that that's your tactic when you're afraid, though. It's just like, you're like fainting. You're like a fainting goat.
Yeah.
Just like, sleep.
I'm done. I'm done with this.
I remember in college when I finally got like you to watch scary movies. And oh, I guess I should preface this. We met in high school. Mm-hmm. So there was a bit of time. But anyways, we're in college and I finally got you to watch a bunch of scary movies with your roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And at first we started with like, what is it? The singing one.
The singing one. There's that one with Harry Potter in it.
It might be a hot take, but it's not my favorite. With Jack Skellington.
The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, that one. Anyways.
The only reason I like that is because there's that world in Kingdom Hearts, and that was super cool.
But we first watched that. Too much singing.
A lot of singing. More singing than you remember.
Yep. Anyways, we turned that off, and it was when Mama just came out.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And I just remember you digging your nails into my thigh and being like, please stop touching me. And then we got to like a really spooky part. I'm just going to like say spooky instead of like giving things away. I don't know.
Mama, whatever. Do you know that came out like a decade ago, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Anyways, there was like projectile vomiting happening at one point, and I just remember watching it and being like, oh my God, Andrew's probably like pooping himself right now. And I look over at you and you're just like dead asleep. You were awake like mere seconds before and your body was just like, shut down, shut down now.
Yep. Not worth it. Not going through this. I'm going to go to bed now before I get nightmares.
Yes. So I'm excited that there are spooky movies being played. I am sad because nobody will watch them with me.
Mm-mm.
And it's not just you. I don't understand it. Nobody in my family watches spooky movies. My dad does, but also he's afraid of them at the same time. So he hides the majority of the time.
Reasonably.
But it is cute. He called me the other day and he was like, finally feels like October. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, they're playing all the spooky movies.
Mm.
I was like, that's good.
I can do Scream. I'm okay with Scream.
You like thrillers?
I like thrillers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then I don't like really scary things. And you're like, no, that was too thrillery.
Sometimes they're like horror thrillers. They two really go hand in hand a lot of times, and I'm not a fan.
Like, comedy horrors, and you're like, this isn't funny. This
no, it's
comedy.
Not. It's this just scary. Yeah, they do that. Like, oh, comedy. Like, no. There's like one comedic relief sing after someone gets murdered. I'm not about that. I don't like that. You ever seen the movie Cujo?
Yes.
Terrifying.
There is a Cujo in Monster Mini Golf. At Rhode Island, and sometimes it like comes out and pops out at you.
They turned it off because I think it scared too many kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping to scare our kids.
I know you are. You always like egg them on. Like, hey, go see what's over there.
You
like take the phone out just to see. I know. That's why I don't go over there. Because it's scary.
That's like our middle had a birthday. And for their birthday, we decided to go to Spirit Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Our youngest is not a fan.
No, he's a scaredy cat.
And he hid the entire time.
Yep.
Our middle was like, he was afraid at first, but then was like, wait a minute. They give me attention if I act like I'm afraid. So then he was just playing games. Our oldest, obsessed.
She loved it. She's like, hey, come on, look at this. She's like, I don't know why he's so scared. And she's like, trying to do all these scary things, like all those little, the jump things, like you stand on the pad, like when you walk up to someone's house, and then that big witch lady comes and her eyes pop out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves that. My baby, not so much.
Yeah, we were downstairs reading a book about like mythical creatures and stuff, and we're like going through it, and it was like, fairies and unicorns and stuff. And she's like, no, next, next, next. And then we're getting to like wendigos, like flesh eating monsters. And she's like, yes.
Okay.
And I'm like I read the sentence. And she's like, yeah, I don't worry about that.
You
like,
little creeper.
All right. Okay. What would you like to bury?
So I went on this mini rant today about this.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Does it have to do with roads?
No. Those are things I'm digging.
Okay, continue.
No. Homeowners insurance and mortgage lenders.
Okay.
So I'm in this training where we're talking about like process improvements and like maintaining transparency and different timing schedules. And it just like, it hit home. One of the ladies like messaged me like, I know you're thinking. Yeah. She's like, I see you thinking over there. You should jump in. I'm like, no, I am like so frustrated listening to like this whole thing because I am living it all the time. Because when we get our new homeowner's insurance policy every year, it gets updated and it's supposed to go to the mortgage lender. But they refuse to put the correct PO box to send it to the mortgage lender. So it falls on me to do it. So I upload it to the mortgage lender's like online portal. And they're like, yeah, just put it through here. We'll get it. We'll look at it. We'll process it. And we'll let you know in whatever, 2 weeks or some stupid stuff like that. You know what they never let me do? They never let me know within 2 weeks. It just like goes in and then like nothing. I'm like, okay. And then I get a letter that says, hey, we need your insurance. I'm like, man, I did that. So I go on, I drop it again. And I get a letter in a month. It's like, we need your insurance. I'm like, and at some point they're like, hey, we need your insurance, or we're going to drop your policy. I'm like, and I have to call them. The one thing I don't like doing, talking to people on the phone. Yeah. So I had this whole rant about this today. And one of the ladies in my group, in our breakout group, is like, I'm going through the same thing. The same thing. I'm like, I hate them so much.
Heart relate.
Yeah. I want to bury them. Mortgage lenders and homeowners insurance policies.
All that aside, please don't drop us.
Please don't drop us. We need this house. This is where our dog lives.
Dead.
That's it. That's what I want to dig. That's what I want to bury.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, next week we'll have our full episode, and it's actually going to be a really fun one. We're going to talk about graveyard dirt.
Yes.
I don't know how we haven't talked about it yet, since it's literally the name of our podcast.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. I thought we talked about it in the first episode.
No, we talked about what, you know, do you believe in magic, the first episode.
I think that was my fun fact, the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Till next time, in 1 week.
Bye.
Later, Gator.